I live in hell for years, and I try to escape from the communists.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. In Cambodia, a genocide was carried out by the communist Khmer Rouge regime between 1975 and 1979. During that period, soldiers relocated most of the population from urban cities to forced labor camps. Malnutrition, torture, and mass executions led to the deaths of an estimated 25% of the total population, 1.5 to 3 million people. One person that endured these hardships was Linda Eve.
I was born in Cambodia, the family that believe in Buddha, and they worship Buddha as God.
Did you have a hard life in the beginning, or when you were growing up, was it a pretty good life?
When you didn't know any other God better than Buddha, seemed like fine. But you don't have any truth that God is real in your life. In school, they taught me, you know, like Buddha is a philosopher and he's not a God or a true one. I realized that this is not right, and my people, they do something the way that they believe is kind of culture or tradition. So I just want to find what is the true God then, and who is the person that created everything on earth. And that's wondering came through one day when the Lord called me.
And it seemed like the Lord was really drawing you as, first of all, you began to become disillusioned with the monks and everything and saw that they had all these human qualities of wanting to live just on their own riches and everything. And then there was another earth-shattering event that happened in Cambodia that really changed your life also.
Yeah, that is the communist regime. At 1975, the communists took over my country, and that's when they tried to force me to go out from the town to the countryside and do the hard work at the field.
Let me back up just a moment. You were going to university. Education was the focal point of your life before the communists came in. Is that correct?
Yeah. I planned to be a doctor, but I couldn't get anything because the communists closed the school and everything at 1975, and I was 4 years in medical school. I was supposed to learn 7 years to get the license to be a doctor, so I still need 3 more years to go to be a doctor, and that is my goal. But I didn't reach the goal yet.
The education was very important in your life. Would you say that education at that time in your life almost became a god to you?
Yeah, that's correct. I don't have anything to lean on. And I see the people in the world, they love money so much. And to get money, you have to gain education to earn more money. So I just put my trust in that education and do the best I can.
Now, you grew up and you were taught that Buddha was your God. Then you went to college and education became your God. Now the communists come in. And your educational hopes were thrown aside and you were forced into the fields to do hard labor. What was going through your mind at that time? You know, you must have been extremely, extremely disappointed in life itself.
I'm not just disappointed. I want to kill myself also, because I said, why the goal that I want to reach and I did not reach? Why the way that I want to go and I cannot go? And I said, this is wrong. Something must be wrong, you know. So I tried to find out how can I get my life straight, or my life is supposed to stop, not to live anymore. Because in the communist abuse, you know, they force you to do a lot of things and they don't give you food to eat. And even you starve to death, they force you to just go and work and work. And I couldn't walk at that time. but they push me, and if you don't walk, they will whip you and beat you up, you know, and I got a lot of terrible thing like that, and I was crying myself, and I said, life has no meaning anymore. I never have anything tragic like this before the communists took over, and now I knew everything, and the goal that I planned to get in my life, I cannot reach anymore. So I said, life has no meaning. That is my last decision. After I learned, you know, the hardship of the communists when they told you to work hard and they didn't give you any food, and how can you struggle and your body is sick, so you were so weak at that time.
Was it at that time that your niece was talking to you about the Lord?
That came maybe 2 years later after that.
So did you go for 2 more years then, just pretty much wanting to die?
I struggled in the communist around 5 years. That's what I call I living in hell. I was living in hell for 5 years. And 1979, that's when I tried to escape from the communists, but I did not escape yet. I kind of moved from place to place, a little far from the town, near to the border of Thailand and Cambodia.
My, what a tremendous challenge for Linda to be living all those years in a forced labor camp. After being so close to reaching her goal of becoming a medical doctor, and now faced with the decision to escape or to stay and possibly die. And we'll return to our visit with Linda in just a moment, as she shares her actual account of life in the killing fields in Cambodia.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, that's all one word, and Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's connectionswithrichandbobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to our talk with Linda Eve and what happened as she sought freedom.
Were you free then to just go where you wanted to go?
Not free. You have to escape. You cannot walk free. So you have to try to find the best way. Sometimes if the communist soldiers find you, they're going to kill you right in the spot. So I think this is the leading of the Lord as I know him now, you know, because he spared my life. So I escaped from the mine. I didn't get hurt from any mine. I escaped from the wild animal because I got to walk around 50 kilometers, if we count into mile, maybe around 100 miles in here to walk for maybe 3 days and 3 nights to escape from my country into the border.
Were you able to escape then and cross the border, or did other events happen in your life?
The time that I reached the border, it seemed like I don't have no hope, no light, nothing. But I just pressed through, you know, to find something.
You said it's about the same time that you started to hear about the things of the Lord. How did all that happen?
I stopped near by the border, and I met my cousin and her daughter. She's the one who helped tell me about the Lord. I met her, and that was the time that they want to arrest me. So they want to put me in jail and kill me. Because I didn't know what to do when somebody persecute you like this. You just going through whatever it happened. But at that time, I didn't know the Lord yet.
So you met your cousin.
Yeah.
And she told you about the things of the Lord. Was this before they imprisoned you, or was this while you were going through these trials?
Before they put me in jail. That happened in my country, nearby the border. I was there and I met her.
Now, your cousin starts to talk to you about something different, about the things of the Lord. You had never heard or knew that you heard about the things of the Lord. What was your reaction to all that? You're trying to flee a country. You're trying to escape. And then your sister, your cousin, rather, has the advice of talking to you and witnessing to you about the things of the Lord. What went through your mind at that time?
She prayed. And I said, are you crazy or something? Why you believe in something ridiculous, like, you know, someone telling you that a human hung on the cross and die and believe that he is God? And I was kind of telling her that you kind of a little stupid because believe in something ridiculous like this, and this is not real, you know. So I blame her at that time. And she kind of didn't say anything to me. My niece just be quiet, and she keep praying. And one day, maybe around 3 days after that, I have a terrible lie that I want to kill myself. I can't stay anymore. I hate my life because there's no meaning, and I cannot struggle with that hurt and pain. So she knew my heart. That is the time she approached to me, and she know that I was so sad, and she telling me that the way that she pray is she pray to Jesus, and Jesus is the Lord, and he died on the cross for our sin, and he right now is still alive, and he is real into her life. And that's what I said. Is that true? If this is true, what can I do then? I asked her like this, and she said, all I need to do is just bow my head and pray after her. So she led me to the Lord, and I said the word after her. I didn't know what I said. I didn't know what is Jesus look like and what I'm saying this for. I don't know how to do, so I just say whatever it lead me at that time. And then 3 days later, after I prayed with her, and she told me to do fasting also. After we pray and we fast for 3 days with her, together for 3 days. So I did that, and 3 days after that, I knew that something happening. And that something is, you know, like when you were so thirsty and you might going to die because your body needs more water to live. And when somebody drops you a little water, that gives you life. And that's when I feel after I pray with her. I feel something strange to me. Something give me a little hope to live.
Yes. And we know where that hope comes from. It comes from God, even through trials and suffering, as we're told in Romans 12, verse 12, that says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And we'll be continuing to share Linda's true story on our next podcast. So be sure to join us then and spread the word by inviting others to listen in as well. Also, if you'd like to find out more about Linda and the conditions of life in Cambodia during that period of time that she's describing, just go to our website at connectionswithrichandbobby.com and click on Program Insights. That's Program Insights, where we post information on our current podcasts.
Now, you've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. If you have a smart speaker, you can listen by simply saying, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.